pour another cup of coffee with Fleming in the Morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Yes, indeed, and we do have that cup of coffee right now ready to go as we visit with Brian Hanif with Cerro Gordo County Department of Public Health, CG Health. And Brian, good morning. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great, Tim. For a Tuesday, had some nice exercise outside this morning, enjoying the weather. And now we're in visiting with you. It's always a great day when we can do that.
Well, we do have some fantastic weather, and I know people were concerned going into the Easter weekend with the virus situation and everything. But I think the nice weather really panned out for all of us to be able to enjoy some outside activities and even seeing folks.
Yeah, it's a great point. You know, all of the things we've learned over the course of the last year, it's this is one that I take away. You know, outdoor activities definitely provides an added level of protection. So it's great that people could get together, enjoy some together time, opening up the windows, getting some fresh air, sitting outside, and shoot, the mosquitoes weren't out yet, so we could even enjoy it even more.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're at a whole different level right now, Brian. Bring us up to date on the vaccination process now.
Yeah, so Monday, yesterday started, the governor has now pushed for Iowa to open up vaccines to everyone. And now, mind you, that doesn't include anybody 16 or younger than 16 years of age. And those people 16 and 17 years old can receive the Pfizer vaccine but cannot receive the Moderna or the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So, but 16 and over, you know, right now it's just a matter of supply and demand. So we know that the demand will increase, especially that everybody can get it. And so we just ask again. It's the same song and dance, Tim. And we're just asking people to be patient. Our allocation of vaccine has not gone up yet. We don't know what next week's allocation will be. We find that out on Wednesday. And so those allocations, once we know on Wednesday, will be put out for registration sign up on our usual times, which will be Friday late afternoon and then Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for the coming week. So aside from that, certainly we continue to monitor what's going on with the spread throughout the Midwest and the country. There are some hot spots out there. So, yeah, we did come off Easter weekend, but we definitely want people still to follow along and make sure they're taking those precautions.
Can you get a read on it right now? I know, Brian, when we first started the vaccination process, and it was for 65 and up, boy, there was just this real charge to get signed up to get that vaccination. Are you seeing that a little bit already for, in essence, the younger folks?
Not yet. And to be honest, we're some of this, how it plays out, it surprises us a little bit. We thought that there would be a much faster run on the number of vaccines for people, pretty much anyone, for this coming week. And, you know, the slots that we had available didn't fill up all that fast. If you recall, back when we first got our first series of doses, I mean, we were getting 250,000 phone calls in a matter of a couple of hours, and our phone lines couldn't handle that. And it seems that that's tapered off some. They still fill up, and our slots still are full, which is great. We want to make sure that we get people still calling in. We want to make sure that we get those doses allocated. We know, based on the statistics of people who still need to get the vaccine based on our total population, there's still a lot of people out there we need to get taken care of. And so I would say, number one, if you haven't gotten a shot yet and you can, please go check out our website on Friday, on Saturday mornings, Sundays, and Mondays at 9. And get a slot if you can, or check with our other available locations. Mercy One is doing vaccines throughout the week. And then also, of course, our pharmacies are coming on board. You know, but if you've gotten the first dose and you need the second dose, by all means, please get, and maybe you missed your scheduled appointment, by all means, give us a call and get on that scheduled list. We want to make sure we get people in here and get them their second dose.
You and I were visiting a little bit before going on the air. seeing the importance of this vaccination, that level should or maybe is increasing as we're moving forward, correct?
Yeah, I think that's been the big question, is whether or not if you get the vaccine, can you still spread it or can you still get it? And it's the possibility of people getting COVID after you've had a second dose after the 14 days has passed, so you're considered fully vaccinated. The percent chance of people getting it, the information, the data that we've read, that we've had available from the first responders who got it early on in the vaccination process, are showing unbelievably great numbers. The possibilities of getting it is less than 0.05%. And so people really, really should get this vaccine. And then we also know that people who got it early on in the trial series, who are in the phase 3 trial, are still showing antibodies 6 months after they've received that vaccine. So as we all know, there wasn't a lot of information available because we haven't put it through the test run over a long period of time. We're still kind of piecing this all together. And now that we know that we've got people who've had it for 6 months and they have their antibodies checked, and those antibodies are still well above 90% efficacy, those are really great numbers. And so we're going to continue to see this information become available, and we're going to learn more each month and each quarter that we go by. And hopefully what we see is a year into this that we still see people with elevated antibodies that provide resistance to coming down with COVID. That would be best case scenario.
So some of those people that have been hesitating might be now stepping forward and saying, okay, I should go ahead and get this.
Well, that's what we're hoping. We're hoping that the data speaks for itself. I understand, at least from my opinion, from what I've observed, is, you know, people might have been tentative. They were timid about getting a vaccine that really hadn't been tested. But I think as the information presents itself and we look at the efficacy of this vaccine, and we see people getting it and not having significant reactions and the such, I think it's a great opportunity for people to kind of take this all in and then make an educated decision, and hopefully they recognize it is incredibly important to get this vaccine, and it really is amazing science when you look at the life history of over decades of developing vaccines for viruses, the ability of this vaccine to really provide amazing results.
I had somebody tell me the other day, Brian, thank goodness you and Brian talk every Tuesday on KGLO, because I can't keep all the statistics in my head. And I said, well, you know, the statistics are changing constantly and being updated constantly. And so it is. It's a great way for you to get the word out. And I always try to ask you every week, is there any other new information that you'd like to provide to our listeners this morning?
There's nothing that I haven't talked about already. We're constantly trying to pay attention to new information and just general information that we can pass along, or even reminder information. Again, we don't want people becoming complacent and not knowing or recognizing that there is still significant community spread out there. It is happening. All we got to do is look up to Michigan. They've got significant outbreaks going on. And so people just need to, you know, hunker down, continue to follow along with the standard mask wearing, stay home if you're sick, hand washing, all that good stuff we've talked about over this last year. And then if you can, by all means, please, it is not too late. Get on the list. Call, it sounds like even our pharmacies at Walmart should be coming on board here in the near future. If you can get the vaccine, by all means, try to get on the list and get in and get that done.
Again, Brian, you've got a busy week. I think you're going to probably see, as you've indicated the last couple of weeks, maybe an increase in some of those vaccination numbers. But you really don't know until it's week to week for you guys.
Yeah, I try to cheat the system a little bit and reach out to some of my colleagues that I know over the decades at the Iowa Department of Public Health, and even some of our colleagues down there, the state doesn't know what kind of allocation they're going to receive until I think late Tuesday, Tuesday afternoon. And so we find out now on Wednesday. It used to be Tuesday we found out, and it used to be Monday. And so it just changes all the time. And so now we should know sometime tomorrow morning. So next week, Tim, we'll be able to talk about how many vaccines we're pushing out. But we're hoping to see a bump. I think we're ready, and I hope we see, you know, I'd like to see, you know, between 1,200 and 1,600 doses. Right now, we just continue to receive 800 doses of Moderna as our prime dose, our first dose. But, you know, this week, actually, we're doing some Pfizer vaccines, but those are all boost doses, and those will be done on Friday. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see what we get tomorrow, and then we'll push something out probably sooner than that, sooner than next week when we talk to let people know how many vaccine allocations we'll be posting for sign up.
And again, for people that would like to get signed up, how do they get that done?
Yeah, they're going to go to our website at cghealth.com, again at 4:30, on or about that time on a Friday. And then on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday mornings at 9 a.m. And that's the best way to do that. People can also go to the Mercy One website. They've got a sign-up availability there. Certainly check out your Hy-Vee pharmacy or Hy-Vee.com, and people should be able to get signed up there. If I can, I would like to remind people, if you get signed up at multiple places, and you happen to take the one that's available first, please, please call the other locations that you've got signed up and cancel your appointments, because that will open up appointments to someone else who might be trying to get in. And it helps us on the administration side of things, just being able to have some ideas to account who's going to show up, what kind of numbers we're going to see.
Good stuff. Hey, always great to talk to you, Brian. Have a wonderful week, and we'll touch base with you again next Tuesday.
As always, thank you very much, Tim. Have a great day.
You bet. Take care, Brian.
Bye.
Thanks.
Now.
Brian Hanoff with us from the CG Health, Sarasota County Department of Public Health on AM 1300 KGLO, getting it said for Mason City and for all of North Iowa.